Good morning, the exotic set. This is Vanessa. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Svenja speaking.
Mm-hmm.
I have my birds are patient of your clinic.
Yes.
Unfortunately, one of my cockatiels has passed away this morning. I found them.
Oh, no.
Dead in the bottom of the cage.
Oh, goodness.
I don't know what was wrong with him. Because it was very normal the day before, the night before.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you do or can suggest anything post-mortem services?
Yeah, we can conduct a post-mortem. It's quite involved. It means that when you get his body back, you may, you know, we can do a cosmetic version of one where he's sutured back together. But, if you did want to see the post-mortem, he doesn't look the same. That's an option.
I'm just mainly like after the cause of his death, because I don't need the body back. Like I have, it's my bird, but it's also, I want to know what happened so I can make sure it doesn't happen again.
Yeah, that's right. And do you still have another bird? Did they live together?
Yeah, I have three, so I have two left.
So the post-mortem fee is quite expensive. It's about $300 because it takes us quite a while to do. What's included in that is the physical post-mortem, but then we do a lot of microscopy work after that process to be able to see whether or not there was other reasons why.
Yeah.
The only other thing I can suggest would be for the two remaining birds that you had in with him to have a health check, because that would cost you around about the same amount.
Do you do that in-house?
It's up to you, either way. The post-mortem I do in-house myself, yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. The only thing that's additional to that is if we recommend to you that tissues get sent off for histology, which is the tissue gets put into formalin and then we send it to a laboratory for them to section and have a look at with a pathologist. That service is extra. But the gross postmortem generally finds the cause of death, unless it was an intracerebral stroke, minor hemorrhage, that sort of thing. That is quite hard to isolate on a gross postmortem. You need histology for that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So it's not always straightforward. It's unusual that one bird out of the three would suddenly die without underlying disease in amongst the flock. So very possible that if you book the other two in for health checks, that we would find that there's something there that's infectious that we need to treat them for as well. So, you know, honestly, if we're talking about cost, that's where I would put the money towards.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's up to you. It's a different decision based on like pet birds versus an aviary of birds. In an aviary situation where you have one die and you've got 50 birds at risk, then of course, we go ahead and do the post-mortem, no question, with spending the money there.
Yeah. Okay. Once you do the post-mortem, can you still do the histopathology afterwards if it's recommended?
Yes, I take tissues regardless. So I'll take tissues, and whether or not you decide to do the histopath, the tissues will be kept. So.
Yeah, okay. And how long will that take approximately?
The post-mortem, did you say?
Yeah.
Well, I'd probably have to stay back and do it this afternoon after we close.
If you got
the bird to me, because I'm fully booked this morning, so it's not just a straightforward thing. It takes me about an hour to do.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, can I drop him off today?
You can, yeah. Who are you talking with? Sorry, I just need your name and
my
your
last
bird's name.
My last name is Schubert. That's S-C-H.
Yep.
U-B-E-R-T.
Yep.
And the bird's name is Guru. And he was only there recently and saw Dr. Brooke.
Okay. And he's about 9.
Yeah,
so we saw him in June. No, ingesting anything that you think could have been a toxin, like a plant inside the house,
No,
human
so
food
that
that's toxic to them?
No, they have their own bedroom. What could be maybe, so I'm a vet nurse myself, so I took him to my work and I took an x-ray and I could see that the crop is still full of
Okay. So there could be a crop obstruction there.
Yeah, maybe.
Obstruction. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds common in these guys. So,
yeah,
we would definitely find that on a gross post-mortem if that's the case.
Okay, so can I drop them off any time?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, yeah, and then I'll just give you a call once I've done it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, mate. So I'm sorry to hear that happened. And the others are perfectly well by the sound of them in the background there.
Yeah, yeah, they miss him. So especially one, they're still calling for him, but they saw the dead body and they have like, they noticed that this is not alive anymore. But they're still calling him, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, it's really hard. But you did the right thing for the closure. Obviously, that's really important.
Yeah.
So I'll just pop in here that you're going to drop him off. We're here from 9 till 1. The earlier you get him to me is if I have any cancellations through the morning, I'll be able to do it earlier.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much.
No, that's okay. I'm sorry to hear that, and we'll see you soon.
Okay, see you soon.
Okay, see you. Bye.
Bye.